Talking about the deficiency of the biotin, which is our main topic, the biotin deficiency can either be acquired or it can be hereditary. The acquired causes are excessive intake of the raw egg whites. This is very specific for biotin only. So those people who usually are doing gym or who are more interested in bodybuilding and losing their weight, they excessively consume raw eggs. So what will it do that it causes biotin deficiency? Because the egg whites contain avidin, which binds with the biotin and prevents the absorption of the biotin. Besides this, unsupplemented parenteral nutrition and unsupplemented infant formula, prolonged antibiotic intake, because we know that endogenous synthesis of the biotin is dependent on the intestinal healthy intestinal bacteria. So if we take antibiotics for a prolonged period of time, it will kill those bacteria, and hence the endogenous biotin synthesis is restricted. Other than this, the drugs like long-term anticonvulsants like valproic acid, carbamazepine, and phenytoin, all of these are the acquired causes of the biotin deficiency. Usually acquired biotin deficiency presents 3 to 6 months after initiating a diet rich in raw egg whites or any cause which lead to biotin deficiency. Till 3 to 6 months, the endogenous sources will be used. After that, when they are burned out, the sign and symptoms of the biotin deficiency can be seen. Then we come to the hereditary or inherited causes of the biotin deficiency, in which we have hereditary multiple carboxylase deficiency, which exists in two forms. Firstly, the holocarboxylase synthetase deficiency, in which inherited or genetic cause of inherited mutation will lead to the deficiency of the holocarboxylase synthetase, the enzyme which is required for binding the biotin to carboxylases. So that is why what will happen, that it increases the demand for the biotin because they cannot bound, so we need in higher amounts of the biotin so that it can combine with the carboxylase as a competitive mechanism. So when it will not be available, it will present itself in the form of biotin deficiency. It usually present in the neonatal period and it has an early onset of the presentation. Another hereditary multiple carboxylase deficiency is biotinidase deficiency, in which the biotinidase is in genetically absent due to mutation, and hence it cannot help in utilizing the biotin from the dietary proteins or from the body recycling. It present later than the holocarboxylase synthetase deficiency in the infantile period. Both of these are inherited as in the form of autosomal recessive inheritance pattern.